You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
I'm tuning into T-Soul Podcast. Life. A beautiful word that mesmerizes all of us all the time. A journey of a second full of ups and downs. Some makes us while some destroys us. Some reveals who we really are. Some say how far we can go in the battle of life. Each and every people in the world define life in many ways. And a thing is said that none matches with the others. It is said, life is a dream for the wise, a comedy for the fool, a game for the rich, and a tragedy for the poor. In one perspective, it is simply true. But the main thing is, sometimes life is meaningless for everyone. A time in each life, everyone says, life has no value. It is without anything. And sometimes these decisions come so deep to us, we become so anxious and frustrated that forgetting everything, we take a wrong step. These things only happen to us because we do not know the real meaning of life. We really do not know what is our purpose behind living. And until we discover it, or until we know it, it is totally useless to live. Because a life without its mean is nothing but a soul without a body. Most people are very frustrated on every second to their death. They think life as a curse, but is that really so? Should we really think life on that perspective? Never ever we should. To say the truth, life may be a dream of a second, and no one knows when the second will end, but it is also a journey towards your death. Something that we all have to face one day. The most interesting part of our life is that we do not know the real way to enjoy it. We spend first 25 years in studies and then maybe our rest of the life or at least 50 years in career and success. We our whole life search for fame, lavishness, luxury and money. But can this fame ever make us immortal? Can this lavishness give you all the happiness more precious than anything else? Can this luxury bring heaven to you? Can your money build your life once again from the childhood of golden age? No, it can't do any of this. But still, a disease of man from the beginning of the universe is that it always hankers after money and fame. Position becomes one of the most priorities for them. What really makes me astonished is that we are those people who say, money is life, it is everything, and to gain it, you need publicity. What is more annoying is that we can do anything, step the lowest, we can be anyone to gain this publicity and fame. And we are also among them who in their last bed realize the importance of life, the real glory, and how life is precious. Let's hear a short story. Steve Johnson, on his last bed, called a journalist and said to him, "If I had another chance to live, I wouldn't have spent it my whole life searching for money and fame. I would have lived with whatever I can and I want. All my life I've wanted fame and prosperity, but now I'm realizing the importance of life and how valuable it truly is." This was nothing but a short story about the real importance it is still behind. What I just said is nothing. There is really hundreds and thousands of examples that we realize on our last breath. It is very valuable. Life truly is. And no one can buy it so easily. Except Allah. No one has the power to buy life. Whatever you do, no one will buy life. Let us talk about Michael Jackson. He prepared an oxygen room for himself so that he can live for 150 years. But he didn't live more than 50 years. And that is how precious life is. actually you can never buy it, and that is true. How much money will give you? Maybe 7 trillion, 1 quadrillion, or 1,000 Googleplex. But the truth is, even if you give thousands of world, you will never buy life. It is only for once, and if you live for the highest time, it won't be ever more than 100 years. So why do you want to spend this 100 years for money and career, rather not just spend this time with your family, with your near and dear ones, with those person who you love the most and you know they love you the most? To fulfill all our dream, you need money. But remember, happiness cannot be bought with money. We do not think life in that way it should be. That's why we do not know its importance. And maybe I'm saying a full page, and maybe it won't work in yourself. But if you really think that, just go into that deep point. Just go into all those persons you know. Just talk with those elder persons, and you will realize how important life really is. Of course, money is important. It truly is. Truly, it is a part and parcel of our daily life. And surely it is needed to live a good life. But I never mean to anyone not to earn money. I just want all of us to earn money and to live a life with happiness with your near and dear ones. So that in your last breath, on your last days, you never say that you spend life under a wrong guidelines. Life is not so easy to take on with. It is true. But that doesn't mean we should give up all our hopes and wills. All the dreams we have dreamt from our childhood till today, we should try to fulfill them. Maybe life is kind of hard, but the word is extraordinary and very powerful and strong. There are only two things in the world that money can't buy. One is life and the other is age. Both age and life are of happiness and sorrow. You can't get only one in your entire life. If you want happiness, you first have to cross the graves of sorrow, and that is how you can get happiness. The same way your happiness won't last forever. Once your happiness will be finished, again there will come sorrow. This is how life works, and that is how it always will. If you think that losing someone very dear and near to you makes you out of no reason to live, then think again about those people who do not have anything, anyone and nothing, and still are breathing and living. They are always motivated. Then why are you not? Do you want to know why it is? Because they know that life has extreme value, and you can't determine the value only for one small incident. It has different means, and you must find them all. You are the set of this world for a different purpose. You are sent on this world for a definite way to live, for a strong being, and until you finish it, there is no means of you to say no to your life and who you must be. To live, there is nothing. You must live. Steve Johnson once said, "Nature is something that removes the old to replace the new." And sometimes that is how life is considered to be. Today we're living, and when we will get old, we will be replaced by another new body. But either by our soul or our body, we will remain in our heart of our near and dear ones. So there is no need to be sad. There is no need to be feeling that you're alone, you're left out. You have someone, and that is you yourself. This is the true stories of life. If you do good, if you think good, you will always be good, and you can be a history too. If you search for money, if you hanker after fame and lavishness, you can never ever. Even writing history is a way more far thing. You won't get love in your life. You won't get happiness. You won't love yourself. To end up with a short quote, life is beautiful. One day, 1 hour, 1 minute, will never ever come back to you. So avoid fights and speak lovely to people all around you. Be that person to absorb all the negativity in your environment and to spread positive vibes around you. So well guys, this is Mia Zora Islam Ohi, and I hope you guys loved my podcast. It was about life. Well, I have heard many people talking about life, so I just made a short video. So see you again on my another podcast. Till then, stay with TESOL and be fresh and lively. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to TESOL podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tesolbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.